coming back to yourself, but in a way that doesn't feel forced, because I think sometimes when we hear connect with yourself, I can feel like we need to journal for an hour or have some big realization or meditate or do it perfectly. And that's not what this is. This is about creating a small moment where you listen to yourself again. Because when you feel off, disconnected, or a little scattered, the instinct is usually to go outward, to scroll, to distract, to ask someone and get advice, or to look for something to shift how you feel. And sometimes that's okay. But if it becomes the default, you slowly lose that connection with your own voice. So this ritual is just a gentle return inward. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Let's do a more to the point type of episode, something you can come back to anytime you're feeling a little off or just need a reset. Might be a little shorter as well, but again, to the point. But first, let's pull a card for the collective listening right now. Ooh, the Lovers. Okay, so this card isn't just about romantic love, like people sometimes think. It's really about alignment and about choice and about being in integrity with yourself. In integrity. So perhaps there's something that you might need to, instead of thinking what the right thing to do is, just what do you feel is best in this situation? It can represent relationships, yes, but more than anything, it's about the relationship you have with yourself, or choosing what feels true to you and honoring what you actually want. Are you in alignment with your values, or are you kind of drifting away from them? What I've loved about this card when I've pulled it in the past is that it's also about conscious choice. Like, you always have the ability to come back into alignment, even if you've been a little off or a little disconnected or a little unsure, and you can always, always, always choose again. Amazing. So anyway, if that resonates at all, take what feels good, leave the rest. Okay, so quick little update. Starting next week, we're shifting the schedule a bit. We're moving from Monday and Wednesday, what we've been doing, to Monday and Thursday. And yeah, Magic Monday is staying what it is. Those more soulful, grounding, reflective episodes, the ones that, you know, help us all come back to ourselves and regulate and reset and just feel a little more anchored, right? But then Thursday, it's going to open up a whole other space that I like to tap into. It's a mix of the things that are a little more fun and curious and out there, right? So we'll talk about things like reality transurfing or aliens, intuitive tools, different spiritual concepts, just anything that helps us feel more connected to ourselves and to something greater and to whatever you personally believe in or are just curious about. And so it'll be a space where we can explore the more otherworldly side of things, but still in a grounded, open-minded way. So Magic Monday stays your anchor, and Thursday becomes a little portal, right? I'm really excited about it. I think it's fun. Portal Thursday. We'll see. I just think it's going to feel really balanced, and we're going to have a good time with that. And then if I do need to skip a Thursday, I'll let you know if I have to skip a Thursday. But I'm going to try to do every Thursday, every Monday, every Thursday. If I have to skip a Monday, I'll let you know. Yeah. And if I do let you know, it would likely be an Instagram story and Substack note. Anyway, with that said, let's get into today's episode. I'm going to share three simple rituals that you can use to reset your energy this week. Nothing complicated or overwhelming, just small ways to come back to yourself. Something simple. Again, I am so into simplicity lately. Nothing crazier out there. This is truly simple rituals that some of you might be thinking are no-brainers. This is so basic. But you know what? Sometimes the basic, the simple needs to be spelled out so we actually do it, because sometimes the simple things can take us far and really help us out emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of the above. Friends, I need to tell you something that Jordan and I have been seriously talking about for the summer. We live in Utah, right? And Utah is a great place for outdoorsy people. And so we've been looking at doing an RV trip. You know, we're not planning on buying an RV and changing our entire lifestyle or anything, just renting one for the summer through Outdoorsy. So if you haven't heard of it, Outdoorsy is basically the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the US, which means you can rent an RV or camper without owning one. And what I didn't realize is how easy it actually is. You literally, step one, search for a rig near you, then two, book it with insurance and roadside assistance included, and then three, either drive it yourself, tow it, or have it delivered and fully set up for you. Like, you can just show up and it's ready. And for summer 2026, this is kind of genius. Between the huge international soccer tournament coming to North America, America's 250th anniversary celebrations, and the 100th anniversary of Route 66, hotels are going to be wild. An RV lets you stay close to the action, or honestly, just closer to nature, closer to the river and the trailhead and to the beach, closer to the quiet. As a dog mom, the idea of bringing the boys without worrying about pet fees or weird hotel rules, that sounds great for me. Sounds dreamy. So Outdoorsy has thousands of rigs nationwide, from cute camper vans to full family-size motorhomes, and they include comprehensive insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance, so it doesn't feel risky. It actually feels freeing. So if you want to turn the drive into the vacation this summer, go check it out and use promo code MAGIC to have all service fees removed from your 2026 booking. That's kind of major. I'll link everything in the show notes so you can explore. Maybe we'll see each other on the road. So, the first ritual, I'd say, is actually the simplest one of them. But honestly, one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful. It's just pausing. Interrupting whatever energy you're in for a moment, because most of the time when we feel off, we just keep going, right? We scroll, we distract, we push through, we get upset, we react to whatever situation triggered us, we try to override it, and that usually just carries the same energy into the rest of our day. So this is about gently breaking that pattern. You can do this anywhere, in your car, in your room, on a walk, even in the middle of your day. And it doesn't have to be this big formal moment. It can literally be 30 seconds. Just stop and check in. I want you to ask yourself, how am I actually feeling right now? Not how you think you should feel, not what would sound good or what you wish it was, just what's true. And be honest, I feel anxious, a little anxious. I feel kind of off, or I feel tired. I feel disconnected. And then instead of immediately trying to fix it, just let yourself acknowledge it, because something really subtle happens when you do that. You stop abandoning yourself in that moment and you're like, oh, I see you. And that alone can start to shift your energy. And if you want to take it one step further, put your hand on your heart or on your stomach and take a few slow breaths. Nothing fancy or structured, just breathing in and out a little slower than usual. And this helps your body actually register that you're safe enough to come back into the present moment. And a lot of the time, that's all your system needs. And something I want to say here is that this ritual is not about instantly feeling amazing. And it's not about jumping from anxious to peaceful in 10 seconds. It's about creating a small moment of connection with yourself, because when you feel connected, even just a little, everything else becomes easier to shift from there. So think of this as your reset point. Anytime you feel off this week, instead of immediately reaching for something outside of you, pause, check in, acknowledge, breathe, and come back. And then a second ritual is a little more external, I'd say, but it works really quickly. And it's based on something simple. Your environment holds energy. So when you've been in the same space or in the same state for a while, the energy can start to feel stagnant. And sometimes it's not even you that needs a full reset. It's just the space around you. So instead of trying to overthink how you feel or analyze what's wrong, shift something physically. And I want to emphasize that this does not need to be a whole production. You don't need to deep clean your apartment or completely reorganize your life. It can be really small, like opening a window and letting fresh air in, lighting a candle, taking a quick shower, stepping outside for a few minutes, cleaning off one surface, changing the lighting in your space, even just standing up and moving to a different room. Because when your environment shifts, your energy naturally follows. And so it interrupts whatever loop you were in, and it gives your body a new signal like, okay, we're not stuck here. No, we're moving. We're going elsewhere. And if you want to bring a little intention into it, as you're doing it, you can think something simple like, I'm clear in this energy. I'm resetting. I'm starting fresh right now. It doesn't have to be overly spiritual or serious, just a small awareness that you're choosing a shift. You're choosing a shift. And something I've noticed personally is when I feel off, I tend to stay in the same spot, in the same room, in the same position, in the same energy. And the moment I change something, even something tiny, I feel lighter. And it's not perfect. It's just, it's different. And sometimes different is all you need to start moving in a better direction. So this week, if you notice yourself feeling stuck or heavy, don't overcomplicate it, okay? Just change something around you. Move, open, refresh, and let the shift ripple into how you feel. And then ritual 3, coming back to yourself, but in a way that doesn't feel forced, because I think sometimes when we hear connect with yourself, I can feel like we need to journal for an hour or have some big realization or meditate or do it perfectly. And that's not what this is. This is about creating a small moment where you listen to yourself again, because when you feel off, disconnected, or a little scattered, the instinct is usually to go outward, to scroll, to distract, to ask someone and get advice, or to look for something to shift how you feel. And sometimes that's okay. But if it becomes the default, you slowly lose that connection with your own voice. So this ritual is just a gentle return inward. And you can do it in whatever way feels easiest for you. It could be writing a few sentences in your notes app, or sitting in silence for a minute, putting your hand on your heart, or just closing your eyes and taking a breath. Nothing formal, nothing complicated, okay? Keeping it simple. And then asking yourself something simple like, what do I need right now? Or what would feel good for me right now? And so here's the important part is don't overthink the answer and don't try to make it deep or impressive or right? Just let the first honest thing come up, and it might be, I need rest, or to go outside. I need a drink of water. I need a break from my phone. I need to move my body right now. Or even, I don't know what I need. Okay. Sometimes we don't know what we need in that moment. And that's okay too, because even asking the question is reconnecting you. What do I need? And what this ritual does over time is really, really powerful. It starts to rebuild that relationship with yourself, where instead of constantly looking outside for answers, you remember that, oh, okay, I can check in with me and maybe I have the answer within. Something I want to say here is that this doesn't need to be a big spiritual moment, right? This is actually where spirituality, I would say, becomes real, like in these small, quiet check-ins with yourself. Also, this week, this Monday, I talked all about this, had a whole episode on this. Feel free to listen to Monday's episode called Rebuild Self-Trust After You've Felt Disconnected. And that was published April 6, 2026. So this week, instead of reaching outward, first just pause for a moment and ask yourself what you need, and then listen and let that be enough. And what this ritual does over time is really powerful. It just starts to rebuild that relationship with yourself, where instead of constantly looking outside for answers, you remember, oh yeah, I can check in with me. So those are 3 simple rituals that you can come back to at any time. You don't need to do all of them, right? You don't need to do them perfectly as well, by the way. Just pick one and let it be enough. And sometimes resetting your energy isn't about doing more. It's about slowing down enough to come back to yourself. And if you want to stay connected with me outside of the podcast, you can connect with me on Instagram or Substack. My username is @RaquelMantra. That's RaquelMantra. And just a little reminder that starting next week, we're shifting to Monday and Thursday episodes. So Magic Monday stays your grounding, soulful reset. And then Thursday will be a little more fun, curious, and open to all the witchy woo and otherworldly things, or fun rituals like today, or simple ones. it's random. We'll see. Whatever comes to heart and mind in that moment for me. Anyway, I'm really excited about it, and I think it's going to feel really balanced and really fun. So with all that being said, thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.